Johnny, yeah, okay, you
Can you hear me? Can you zoomers out there, hear me?
Yeah.
How about the boomers? Can the boomers? Good morning. My name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning, especially if it's your first time. Welcome, John. And now it's time for the Daily Word. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. Realize. I realize the power of spiritual truth. I have had many aha moments throughout my life when something that had befuddled me for years suddenly became clear. It may have been something I tried to learn in school, a skill I practiced and tried to master as I grew, or even an idea that challenged my understanding of the world around me. Whenever I realized something new, I could feel my world expanding, opening up before me in fresh and exciting ways, making me eager to discover even more. On my spiritual journey, I feel a similar excitement as I realize I have so much more than a spark of divinity within me. I am full divine, just as I am fully human. I feel newly alive in this realization and so very grateful for it. From the Bible, then Jacob woke up from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And that's from Genesis 28:16. And now if you will all join us in singing "Surely the Presence" while Joy leads us. Thank you, Joyce. And now it's time for our opening statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now it's time for our welcoming song. Please join us in singing while Joyce leads us in our welcoming song, Spirit of Life.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Joyce. And now it's time to greet your neighbor. Now that we are in the center and online with Zoom, please greet each other with whatever you feel comfortable with in the center. On Zoom, turn on gallery view to see us all here with you, so you can wave to and acknowledge each other.
Morning. Hey, Joyce.
Hi there.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Fred. Susan.
Hi.
Jenny. Hey, Mike. Hey, Joanne.
Morning. Morning, everybody.
Hey, Mary.
Hello.
Looks like Hallie out there. Hey, Hallie.
Hello.
Yes, but I forget, you know, I'm so used to doing Zoom.
Good to see you,
Bella. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Tom. I only see people's feet now.
Who's in the last row? Those two people. That's Vern.
Vernon brought his friend John with him today. So we have a
new person.
Okay. Hey, Vern. Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Good to see everyone. Hey, Erica.
Hey, Audrey.
Good morning. Good morning,
have you, everyone. Have you spoken there yet at the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really precious to be able to be back in person. Hey, look at the little one.
Who's the lady?
Hi.
Who's the lady goal, sir?
Mariette?
Who?
Mariette? Yeah.
She is our speaker.
Hi.
She's our speaker too.
I love New York. Is that what your shirt says?
It does.
Okay. And now it's time for our announcements. Please raise your hand and unmute yourself if you wish to announce something. And Tom will let me know because I can't see you all. And we'll recognize you. So for the announcements on here, we have Grandfather's Medicine Wheel teachings, which will be on the fourth Sunday of the month at 2 p.m. in his longhouse. And Grandfather's Indian Christian Service, which is the second Sunday of the month at 2 p.m. in the longhouse. The Circle in America Book and Film Club will be meeting Sunday, July 25th from 3 to 4:30 on Zoom. We'll be discussing So You Want to Talk About Race, by Ishioma Oluo, and Holy Post 1 and 2 videos. Contact Susan to learn more. After this morning's service, our speaker, Mariette Jones, will host a conversation with LUT, which stands for Licensed Unity Teachers. Please jot down any thoughts or ideas this morning and join us in the discussion. After Mariette's discussion, our monthly board meeting will commence. Please feel free to join us there also. Does anyone else have any announcements? No takers? All right, well, we'll move on to our-
Brian, can you say what the discussion is after service with Mariette? You cut out on that part.
Oh, the service leaders guy said, jot down notes on her talk today. And those are the things that you can talk about afterwards in the discussion.
Thank you.
And now it's time for our unity statement. Please join us in our unity statement. We will say it together. Are we ready? We believe in our oneness with all life of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now it's time for a song of joy. Eileen and Joyce will lead us in our Thank you, Joyce. And now it's time for a reading. And today's reading will be given by Penny.
Today, Pooh is going to teach us about doing one thing at a time. Okay. As he made his way to Rabbit's house, Pooh thought about him in a rhyming sort of way. Rabbit scurries to and fro, always has a place to go. If that place were here and now, he might just soothe his furrowed brow. Turning the corner, Pooh saw Rabbit's head sticking out, looking this way and that. "I didn't think you were coming," said Rabbit. "It was getting past lunchtime. It's good you finally got here. Lots of plans, you know, places to go, things to do. So come in, come in. Ready for a little something?" "Yes, thank you," said Pooh, squeezing through the door into Rabbit's house. Rabbit scurried around, putting things out for lunch and offering Pooh a chair. "What have you been up to, Pooh?" asked Rabbit. Pooh answered, "Aimless wandering." "What's that?" "It takes taking a walk in the wood," Pooh answered. "Going nowhere in particular." "Then how do you know when you've gotten there?" "There isn't any there to get to," said Pooh. "Wherever you go, you find yourself there, which is always here." "Then what's the point?" asked Rabbit. "There isn't any. The point is not to have a point." "I give up," said Rabbit. "Oh, good," said Pooh. "That's exactly the point." "Well then," said Rabbit, "what are you going to do while you're aimless wandering?" Rabbit couldn't imagine just doing one thing at a time. In fact, just then he was pouring milk with one hand while spreading honey on bread with the other. "Oh, it's really not about doing. It's more about being. You might find it relaxing." "I know I do." "Well, I don't know anything about relaxing, but I'm willing to try it. Now, how will I do it, know if I'm doing it right?" asked Rabbit. "There isn't any right, and it's not about trying," Pooh said. Getting a bit complicated," said Rabbit. And in the moment, Pooh's tummy made a little rumble, and that gave him an idea. Pooh had lunched with Rabbit before and knew that he never sat down to eat. He would stop for a moment to take a bite of carrot and then hustle and bustle around, picking up, rearranging, or making preparations for what he was going to do next. "What if you stop for a bit and catch your breath? Then we'll sit here and just eat," Pooh suggested. "Isn't that a waste of time, just eating when I could be getting other things done as well?" replied Rabbit. "Let's pay attention to what we experience as we eat our lunch," Pooh answered. "It takes a bit of practice to move slowly and to notice as much as you can. Being the clever rabbit that you are, I'm sure you'll catch on in no time. Now start very slowly and say aloud what you're noticing moment by moment," Pooh directed. Rabbit began. "I'm reaching out with my paw and picking up the bread. It feels a little crumbly. A drop of honey is running over the edge. Now I'm bringing it to my mouth and taking a little nibble. The bread is chewy and the honey is sweet. Now I'm setting the bread down and finishing chewing," Rabbit continued. "Reaching to the side and taking a cup in both hands,
lifting it to my mouth and drinking one sip and another sip. And now I'm licking my lips and setting the cup down. Well done, said Boo. Now let's continue that way without the talking. And they sat in a mindful silence until they were done. After they were finished, Rabbit remarked, well, Pooh, that was something of a surprise, possibly the best lunch I've ever had. It may be that before now, I never really tasted what I ate because I was always doing something else at the same time or thinking about what I was going to do next. Excellent observation. Just the kind of clever rabbit like you would make. And Pooh thought of a one thing at a time rhyme. Rabbit gets in quite a stew, always has so much to do. If he did things one by one, he would have a lot more fun and maybe even get more done. Thank you, Pooh, said Rabbit. I feel like I can do what I need to in less a hurried way. I believe I'll enjoy things more, and they could never even turn out better.
Thank you, Penny. I don't know if you can hear the applause in the audience here at home. Who knew Pooh had such wisdom? I remember reading his books when I was younger and never caught any of that. Thank you very much. All right, now it's time for a meditation song. Please join us as Joyce leads us in our meditation song. We come to thee, O Lord. Thank you, Joyce. And now it's time for our affirmations. Please join us in our affirmations. We'll say them together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I'm growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. And now it's time for our Lord's Prayer. The third Sunday of the month, we will be praying the traditional Lord's Prayer. And we'll all say this together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now it's time for our Alleluia, led by Joyce. Joyce. And now it's time for a speaker. We are pleased to bring a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning we are honored and pleased to welcome Mariette Jones, a licensed Unity teacher from the Windsor, Detroit area, as she shares her message of wholeness and health with gentleness and compassion, encouraging a spirit of unconditional acceptance in this morning's talk, When the Heart Heals.
Hello.
Good morning.
I have a poem I'd like to share, written by Rosemary Watola Traumer. And you can find her on the net at 100fallingbells.com. And if you want me to tell you about that later, I will. Why I wear tall brown boots every day. In my tall brown boots, I can walk into any room, any fear, any graveyard, any loss. I zip up those tall brown boots and I become a woman I trust. A woman who knows how well-protected feet somehow make it easier for the heart to open. In my tall brown boots, I could even meet betrayal, could shake that two-faced hand and know where I stand, could walk toward love. No matter which way I walk, could walk ever closer to myself. Isn't that a great visual? I loved the tall brown boot with that strong zipper. Could even hear the zipping sound as I did them up. What about you? These boots are substantial boots. These boots are made for venturing into murky, messy, risky, fearful places. I thought of how these boots are an excellent metaphor for boundaries. So we can be our best selves when we have strong boundaries in place. We can walk tall and strong and proud when we feel safe in our own skin. So I remember Marianne Williamson saying that, you know, a locked front door to our home is not the same thing as a locked heart. That locked front door is a boundary, isn't it? And we feel safe. So we are telling ourselves and demonstrating to ourselves that we matter, that we're safe. When we establish boundaries and we take the stand that we will take that stand for ourselves, even when we're tempted to fall into pleasing somebody else, perhaps, or when it feels really uncomfortable to take a stand for self. But Brené Brown says that without boundaries, compassion isn't genuine. And that made me think, you know, she's right. Like if I've been in that situation before, have you? Where I've gotten into people pleasing. I thought I was being compassionate, but maybe not so. So she says that boundaried people are actually the most compassionate. In her research, this is what has shown up. The most boundaried people are the most compassionate. So that really makes it worth our while to work on our boundaries then, right? That's what we're about. We're about compassion, empathy, loving, healing hearts. That's why we're all here right now. So I believe in order for a heart to heal, one must have boundaries in place and honor those boundaries. And what is a boundary? It's letting others know what is okay and what is not okay. That's it. And is it a wall? Is it a separation or a division? Absolutely not. Brené says it's simply a vehicle for respect. Of course, we need to work out first what is okay for us and what is not okay for us. Firstly, we need to work all that out. And so that takes some deep listening, doesn't it? So I'm going to give you a real life story. Me and my husband went furniture shopping about 10 days ago, and we purchased this fabulous new couch and sofa, bright red. We're like very colorful, as you can see behind me. We love our colors. We're artists. And we made that purchase. And, you know, my husband and the salesperson was talking, and they were saying Friday would be a good day. This is just this past Friday. And when I got home later that day and I'm looking at my calendar, I'm like, I have a lot of stuff going on this week. So as Rabbit likes to do, I used to be able to, you know, run around and do a lot of stuff, right? I can take that on. So really, that's a great story about Pooh and Rabbit, because that's a boundary, right? Just one thing at a time. So I actually talked to my husband. I said, let's make it for next week. And I called the store, and I haven't experienced people, more than one person I talked to, kind of talk me out of like, oh, no, we, you know. And actually, they were saying to me that it would be safer at your house than here. I'm like, what? What's that say about your storage facility? Like, So they worked really hard for me to change my mind and keep to the original plan. And I just used some techniques that I've learned over the years, repetition. So July 23rd, right? That'll work. And I said, like, guys, it's not outrageous request. It's like another 7 days, you know, that I would like to have this done. And so I stood firm, and we made the agreement that they'll deliver this Friday. And I was so glad that I did that, because one thing at a time. And on Friday, just the Friday that they were going to deliver, it rained cats and dogs all day. And I said, I'm so glad that I stuck firm. So actually, when I was talking to them, I made it sound like it was really easy for me to stand firm, but you know, it wasn't. There was lots of times when I wanted to like pit the flame, you know, like I felt like I was being like, this was an outrageous request or something. And I knew that it wasn't. And so I was able to stand firm. So I'm learning to trust myself as I take that stand for myself. I mean, what a better demonstration that I can trust myself when I can like put it into action that way, right? And so I invite you to think about that for yourself and how boundaries show up in your life. So yes, a healing heart is a boundary heart, is a trusting heart. Boundaries can also be about confronting thoughts and attitudes within ourselves. Another real life story, this happened yesterday. I just love how the universe cooperates with giving me all these real life examples for you guys, just for you. So yesterday I had this experience where I went to wake my husband. You see, he works midnight. And so he sleeps longer than I do on his days off. And the day before, he had actually slept all day because he had trouble sleeping at night. And that often happens, not all the time, but on his days off, he has trouble getting back and forth. And a big reason is because our cats, he lets our cats sleep with him and then they wake him up for breakfast. And yesterday when I went in to see if he was getting up around 1 p.m. and I was looking forward to having some time with him on his day off. And he's like, I played the cat game last night. And I'm like, ugh. And I felt myself get really like disappointed. And I heard myself, and it was like a surreal experience because I'm like, wait a minute, I don't do that anymore. But then I did. I heard myself scolding him, like, if you didn't let the cats in, like, I asked you not to close your door. Like, rah! Like, not like really loud or anything like that, just like, rah! And I was like releasing my frustration, my disappointment. And yet I'm like driving a wedge of misery between me and him, aren't I? Now, besides the fact that me and my husband, we're committed to unconditional love in our relationship and we don't scold. And I've really, you know, worked on that and let that go. So when I heard myself going back there, it was almost like I was watching myself. I had a lot of self-awareness about it. And so a healed heart still makes mistakes, still, you know, ends up in a place where it seems like a really old place. And it's not where I want to be. So I knew that I needed to get myself to a place of meditation where I could reconnect with myself. Having a healing heart is not achieving a state of perfection. You know, we're going to fall back into old patterns, shadows. We can use those shadows as fodder for the healing. And so that's what my healed heart is helping me to do. It's like, I'm not going to tolerate negative feelings in my body and my heart for too long. When I know what the taste of unconditional love tastes like, and my heart wants to hone in on that, and it leads the way. Like, I felt really, really prickly after I scolded him. And so I was like, okay. Went into my room, did some boundary work with meditation because I wanted to take care of myself and to confront the fact that I withholding's not okay. It's not okay with me, and it's not okay with my husband. And so after I meditated and released and remembered what I am and remembered I am fully divine and remembered that I am fully human and that I'm integrating those two things, it was really good. And I went for a walk in the alley afterwards, and I picked these bay lilies, and I, you know, I followed Pooh's example because I just wanted to be and to remember what I was and to let go of control, you know, and to stay in the respectful place where I belong. You know, we are worthy of love and belonging no matter how many mistakes we make. Amen. Sister and brother, right? So I took responsibility for my grumpy feelings by going for that walk, crying it all out, because, you know, and, you know, I felt the tears behind my eyes, and I was like, I don't have time to cry. I don't want to cry, you know, rabbit, right? I don't want to cry. And so there's that resistance too. But, you know, we give ourselves the message that we're not worth the time and effort when we won't take the time to go for that walk, to have that cry. And we are, we're worthy of healing our hearts. So I did cry it out, and I did practice a breathing technique. It's actually four counts in, holding for seven, and then breathing out for eight. And I think that three or four times helps us move from sympathetic nervous system into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the relaxed nervous system, and drops the cortisol levels and gets things moving in a good place. So I did that breathing technique. I used denials and affirmations in the form of a healing mode called emotional freedom technique, or tapping. And I just, you know, I just did this karate chop, which is like hitting an acupressure point right here. And I just came up with something. As I was walking in the alley, I was like, you know, I may not be feeling up enough, but I know that I am enough. And that just like came to my mind, and instantly I felt spiritual understanding just bloom in my heart and grab onto that and know it. And that was my truth. And so I did that a few times, you know. I may not be feeling up enough. I know I am enough. I washed myself clean with love and understanding. I was safe again, reunited with my true value of unconditional love. The disappointment and fear I relinquished for understanding and acceptance. This stuff works when we work it. We work out our own salvation, don't we? When the heart is in the process of healing, it knows it must press through until the homeostasis of unconditional love is reached once again. A healing heart is much less willing to suffer in silence or make others suffer in silence or other games we learned to play in the past. A healing heart won't settle for less. It's like a laser beam finding its way back home to love and understanding quickly and easily. A healed heart is an open heart. An open heart creates healing wherever it is needed. We can be generous, empathetic, and compassionate with others, being that healing force, creating a community of harmony. We are always healing. as we learn and grow into more and more open-mindedness and open-heartedness, we heal ourselves and others. We are that shining example, as Jesus encouraged us to be. Be that example. And you know, when the heart heals, we are a shining example. Also, Jesus talked about seek ye first the kingdom. A healing heart is putting first things first, isn't it? As we cultivate our spiritual power of understanding, our hearts do swing wide, wide open. Swing wide doors to this heart of mine. Let us meditate on this song by Daniel Namod.
Doors, the time is right. Swing wide the doors to let in the light. Bring in the dawn for humankind. Swing wide the doors of this heart of mine. Here we go now.
It's about lending a hand, about lending a hand.
All right, thank you, Mariette. Now it's time for our offering. While we aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings, we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any check sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, 98531. You can also donate online by clicking on the donation page on our website, unityofcentralia.net. We also deeply appreciate all the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. As we hold our offering in our hands and hearts, let's say our offering prayer together. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Now Joyce will lead us in an offering song, Swing Down Chariot. Now it's time for our blessing of thanks. Let's say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And now it's time for our healing prayer. We'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone. Please raise your hand, unmute, and tell us who it is, or hold them quietly in your heart. Members of our community have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to the members of our communities who must deal with basic human needs while living without a home, and to Neela, who is still dealing with COVID long haul issues. I'd like to give a shout out to Joanne's daughter, Amy, and I'll pray for Amy today, please. Any hands up out there in the Zoom world? Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it's time for a prayer of protection. Let's all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And now it's time for a peace song. Here in church, we're all going to form a circle and join hands. Out there in Zoom land, you guys can sing loud to yourselves at home. Feel free to turn on gallery view if you're in Zoom so you can see us all singing.
Thank you.
here, folks. It says, thank you to all who made our Sunday service possible. Please stay with us after our service for Mariette's conversation with LUT and then our board meeting. And next week, we'll be honored to have our own Eileen Selleck share her explorations in unity and adventures in life.